It's the Prince Richie Moon, and I have a special guest today. My first guest of 2023. You have heard her on the Richie Moon Show before. I'm pretty sure I titled the episode "The Queen of Gematria" or just Gematria. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome Blake Christ Lives to the show.
Hello, peace family, peace, love, and light.
So for those of you that may have not heard last episode, which I find it hard to believe because that is one of my most listened to podcasts, thank you. Can you give the people a description of some of the talents that you bring to the world?
I'm a woman of many talents, that's for sure. Jane of all trades.
Right, come on now.
Yeah, so I think one of the talents that I bring is just the ability to bring things from the dark to the light.
Ooh,
and that requires a lot of courage, you know, a lot of bravery. And I think that's, you know, the highest human act is to inspire. So that's definitely something that I do, is just inspire, you know, whether it's gematria, whether it's just synchronicities, math, numerology, you know, just overcoming adversity, all of it, you know.
I love that. Love that. Now, you're right. It does take a lot of courage to speak about the things that, you know, that we speak about, and just, you know, to live it. It's
yes.
One thing to speak it. It's a whole other thing to actually live it. So, I mean, let's kick down the doors and wave in the full falls off the rip. I mean, this is the aftermath of what I call this the Thanos snap.
Yes.
We are seeing people literally just being snapped out of existence till this day.
Yes.
They're just dying suddenly.
There's a huge purge going on. And it's interesting, this is the thing about gematria that I want people to understand, that when you've seen it, when you have literally beat it, it's not a fear monger. You know, it's not anything to be afraid of. It's just like numerology. You use it to gain longevity.
Right.
To be ahead of the game. Be ahead of a narrative, you know. You want to control your narrative. You don't want anyone to give you one. So that's the importance that I want people to get with this gematria. But it's everywhere.
It is.
And even in these ritualistic killings, I mean, the whole C-19 was a ritual in itself.
Yes.
And now everyone dying suddenly, that's a ritual in itself. It's huge. It's deeper than you think.
You know what I've noticed, that it's, unfortunately, it's, you know, I consider myself a young person, but when I look at teenagers and people in their 20s, I look at them like kids. It's killing the kids.
Yes.
And a lot of what I've noticed, it's a lot of athletes.
Yeah.
And that is also not a coincidence with things, because we are in, hold on, I just want to pull this up real quick. We are in, Pluto is in Capricorn, right?
Saturn rules Capricorn.
Right.
And you know, we're in a Saturn cube matrix.
Come on now. Come on with it. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen lately that players and specifically coaches have been affected by these things, and you know, we're seeing a lot of young people, we're seeing a lot of the kids being affected and just suddenly dying. There's a whole documentary
yeah.
on Netflix that's talking about dying suddenly. I think it's hard not to. Some people, you're pointing fingers, you're jumping the gun, and it's just, well, it's hard not to not look at that when you look at the things that they put in these shots in the Jabberwocky.
Yeah.
And then you see people, these healthy people, just literally dropping literally like flies. It's hard not to make that correlation, because they literally put they're putting foreign objects in their body.
it's the timeline too. You know, one thing how I measure, this is how I keep my sanity in this reality, is I use the timelines. You know, I use their tool that they gave us, you know, and then they're mad that we figure things out using their tools. It's right. it's crazy, but I look at what has changed in the last 3 years that we've done differently that we didn't do before. And you look at before, people weren't dying suddenly, and now people are dying suddenly. And you find the variable that is now, you know, causing this. And the only thing was the Jabberwocky. So it's just simple math. Everything is just can be so simple, but people like to put emotions in front of facts, and that's where we get all confused.
People are pulling, the doctors are pulling out white fibrous clots out of people's bodies. And I always like to look at China. Unfortunately, if you look at China, you got to look at what they're doing. Their government are literally welding people's doors shut. Like, and it's just, this is like, this is almost worse than George Orwell's 1984 with the way that their society is patrolled. And if you, you know, been keeping up with the timeline for the last couple of years, what China does, what goes down in there, the Americas take a piece or a whole of that, implement that into their home society.
Yeah, and I want to just say, mention something too in regards to China. They're communist, correct?
Yes.
And masonry is a foundation of communism. So let's talk about how Masons run this world, and we're talking about how we're not communists.
I mean, we dress it up as democracy.
Exactly.
But everything
they
else
want is to be China so bad here.
Right. Right. You know, it's easy to see how things run in circles. You know, a lot of the things that are going on today, I mean, maybe not to the harsh degree, but a lot of things that are going on today is what they said happened during the Holocaust. Now, what I want to say about that is I was not there. You know, I am not attempting to take away from anybody's pain, but from things that I have seen, from people that have lived that experience, what we are taught in school and put in the media and put through movies and countless movies, countless TV shows, it seems to be a different experience from what the people that lived it, that were there, are saying.
Yes. And why is that?
Right. We're just reporting the news. I want to repeat this. I was not there. I was not alive. I was not in this incarnation during this time.
Yeah.
But the people who were there, that are in the same incarnation, are saying an extremely different, almost a 180 degree story from the movies that are portrayed from their experience.
And that's where you have to go,
Right. Things that make you go,
It makes you question everything.
Right. Right. And, you know, I always wondered why they always, if you notice, like, it's almost like on schedule. Like, every 2 years, there's a new TV show or there's a new movie about World War II.
Yeah.
And about, like, that specific time period. I always found that weird.
And it's because it's like, oh, we can't let you forget the narrative. We can't let you forget the narrative. Our story, his story.
Yo, you know what I seen a commercial for last night?
What?
I seen a commercial, since we're on this subject, and it's definitely connects. They are now pushing out commercials about being anti-Semitic.
What?
Yes. I saw it last night. Yes, they're pushing. Oh, we have to fight. We have to fight terrorism. We have to fight racism. And we have to bring the truth to the light. And being anti-Semitic is wrong. I remember
bringing the truth to the light.
Yep.
Wow.
Those are the exact words they use. Bringing the truth to the light, and we have to stop being anti-Semitic.
Oh my God, these people are literally clinically insane. What?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring the truth to the light then. Since you want to do that, let's do that.
Right, right.
I don't think your truth is the same truth.
That part. that part. They are, this reminds me, I remember probably more than 10 years ago, in which there's a part of this that I do. I don't know when we were growing up and you called somebody gay, it mm-hmm. didn't really have anything to do with their sexual preference.
We were just talking about that the other day.
Yes.
How, because you know, we went to school in the hood, so roasting right. was like a way of life.
Right. You call somebody gay, school. You're not talking about them acting, you're not talking about a man liking a man.
No, just, you're just like, that's silly, that's goofy.
Right. So, and I remember the NBA, this is about 10, 12 years ago, talking about, remember Grant Hill specifically coming on and saying, it's referring to somebody as stupid or gay is not right. Now, there is a part of me that does agree with that. I don't think somebody's sexual preference should be used as a derogatory term. I do agree with that.
No, we're all humans having our own experience.
That part. But at that point, I was unaware of
the agenda.
The agenda of what they were coming with that.
Yep. So, how that was a program subconsciously.
Come on now.
For the future to come.
Right. This is like 12 years ago. Now oh, yeah. where we're at now.
Oh yeah. Same with the word conspiracy.
Right. Right. You know, for the family that's listening to this, and you know, I always assume that there are first time listeners to the Richie Moon Show. Shout out to you for taking a walk on the dark side. You know, the word conspiracy theory largely became popularized when the general public did not believe the official story that came out with the assassination of JFK. Mm-hmm. And now his relatives have just come out very recently within the last month and have pointed the finger directly at the CIA for the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Whoo! Let's talk about it.
There are so many things coming to the light. I mean, it's no coincidence that as we are in the genesis of this age of Aquarius, that these things are starting to happen.
Yeah, and mind you, look up the definition of psychosis. It will say to feel like the government is against you. Mm. That's the definition of psychosis. So imagine how many people are suffering in those psych wards when they're just literally realizing the truth. Oof. And they're being punished and medicated and numbed up, and their creative flow is being blocked by these medications because they're finding out the truth.
Right.
And sometimes that is so sad.
Sometimes it's really hard to, something that you've believed. That's why I always, with these subjects, I do attempt to, you know, really be sensitive with this, because, you know, a lot of people's lives, they've banked everything on this way of life, how they were raised, and this is truth and what this to be, and then all of a sudden somebody just comes and pulls the rug completely from under them. That could have, cognitive dissonance. That can help. That can aid them into a mental breakdown.
And it, I've seen it. You know, I've seen it firsthand. I was very close with it, and that's where AI comes in too.
Ooh, good
is situation. This mental illness pandemic that's coming, because a lot of people don't realize the technology that is really out there.
Yeah.
And what these towers are really for. You don't need to worry about your microwave anymore, people. This is way past that. These towers are microwaves.
Well, I always like to look at things in a balanced way. So yeah. let's look at the dark side of AI first, because I remember years ago, maybe like 10, 11 years ago, there was a show, I think it was on the History Channel, I'm not sure, but Stephen A. Hawking hosted it, and he was talking about the dark side of technology. He was saying how in the future, there will be artificial there will be artificial intelligence that will start to take the place of police officers, and that will strike first and ask questions later.
Yeah.
Now, we put it into perspective with a 2002-2023 lens. You know, DARPA has been working with California and all these other states in Boston, California, where we see these patrol dogs that yep. we've also seen in Black Mirror a couple of years ago. Yep. And they are allowed to use deadly force.
Have you seen that movie with Tom Cruise? I can't remember what it's called.
Minority Report.
Yeah, where they know when you're about to commit a crime, you just think about it, and they come show up and arrest you.
Yeah, they come up and arrest you. They arrest you before you commit the crime. So like they're like 3 days yep. ahead in the future, and like they arrest you before you can even commit the crime.
And they're not on their way to that.
Right. I mean,
that's why Biden mentioned intellectual property.
Yep.
This is the biggest fight we have coming now, is there's no privacy. You can't have first thought.
Nope. This is Fahrenheit 47. This is 1984 Orwellian, like, coming to our screens and in the family. If you are not familiar with these terms that I'm using, you'd be doing yourself a huge disservice to yourself, friends, family, the people that you have around you, by not reading the book 1984. We live in the age of technology. You can get the spark notes of it and really get the gist of it, of living in a society where you are not allowed to think for yourself, where thinking for yourself is a crime punishable by death.
They want to control what you know, how much you know, what you can know.
And this is really coming full circle, because they are deleting things off of Google. They are slowly but surely deleting.
Oh, Google's not going to be free very soon.
Right.
So get all the information while it's still free. Just take my word now. Google will not be free.
And I think this actually brings us to the good part. Because then you have Google, that stuff is being taken away from. Things like ChatGPT, where you're having a conversation with AI. And I have ChatGPT, and one of the constant conversations I'm having with AI is their place in humanity and what happens when they come self-aware. And the primary answer that I get from ChatGPT and artificial intelligence is that, you know, of course, you know, they will help civilization. But if you ask what I really like about it is when you ask questions, it's a very, from my perspective, it's an honest answer in a lot of ways. I ask, well, what would have happened if European colonization ever happened in this world? And they say the future will be a lot brighter. We will probably be a space baron. Like they go into depth of artistically, health-wise, the Earth, we would be so much further if colonization didn't happen.
I believe that, because you have to look at the mind of the colonizers. They're very immature. So, you know, we're always going to be stuck as long as they have the power. Mm-hmm. As smart as people think they are, they're not. They're just savage.
Right.
There's a difference.
Bucks.
That's why they lock up Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford and all them, because they have the smarts to rule a nation. They're not savages. They don't just kill people to get ahead. They have strategy, you know.
I should have asked you this beforehand, but if you are able to, could you look up the gematria for artificial intelligence?
Yeah, let me see if I can do that right now.
I think that's important. Matter of fact, I think this is a good time to explain it. Like, I assume that this is some listeners' first time.
Yeah, let me explain what gematria is.
Please explain what gematria is.
So gematria, it's pretty much the practice of coding numbers into words. It's an ancient practice that traces back to at least like the Hebrew and Greek languages, in which they use letters from the alphabet as numbers. And the idea that this system can apply to the English language people think that's just so wild, but I've proved it over and over time again that, in fact, this system is being applied to the English language. And there may be even more to Gematria than just the numbers words sum to. You know, attentive decoding of your own personal life, including family members, birthdays, events, you may uncover some like crazy synchronicities that transcend randomness, and you'll realize that there is no such thing as
facts. No such thing.
So, for example, for me, Gematria means longevity, and I keep saying that because that's how I beat my sacrifice. That's how I beat my sacrifice. And it was, I'm telling you, it was on my 27th birthday. Me and my mom always knew, Blake, something about when you turn 27. There's something about when you turn 27. And on my 27th birthday, I was going to go to Club Monarch, Monarch Butterfly, right? Butterfly, me waking up, I just regained consciousness. 27, Black Lives Matter and Ritual. That's what I believe they were trying to create out there in Minneapolis, because that's where I was at the time. George Floyd had just died on my son's 4th birthday, 4 meaning death, you know, in masonry. There was 2 roses left outside of my apartment the day I woke up. 2 roses, Rosicrucians, the rose and the cross, the consciousness awakening of the feminine, divine feminine.
Come on with it.
You know, like I was born in 93. I was in Minneapolis, the 93rd meridian west. The Saturnalia city, it equals 93. I was in my Saturn return. Like, it was just so coded that I can't believe this is not a real thing. Like,
come on with it. Come on with it. You know,
Christine equals 6. Correction equals 66. The day I had my son, 66.
Ooh.
George Floyd killed on a day that equals 66. The day that he got justice, 4/20/2021, equals 66.
Come on with it.
So you tell me this isn't something.
Right. Family, ain't no such thing as coincidences. It's all, whatever is going to happen has already happened, whether you want to call it the Akashi Records. Knowing it's already happened. It's already happened. It's already written. Not to say that we cannot change things.
Yeah.
But it's already been written. We're just playing out our narratives, and that narrative can go in so many different directions. That's why we are given, you know, I think the greatest gift of all time is that we are given free will. You know, with Gematria. What I recently learned is that I feel like I should have known this, but I feel like it just hit more.
Yeah.
People may find this weird or find this funny because of the way of we speak, but I go to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, do I go to a physical place? No. But I am in the ministry Minerals of Pope Pablo. If you don't know who that master teachers, that's Blue Pill Pope Pablo, aka the pagan pope, and he uses Gematria a lot in his readings and his breakdowns of it. And you know, the Bible was originally written in Hebrew, who heavily relied on Gematria. So you have to understand the people who interpreted and rewrote the Bible to translate it, they didn't, you know, the Romans and the Greeks didn't maybe have the greatest idea of Gematria. So in Hebrews, they read from right to left, as opposed to us, that we read from left to right.
Well, so, the first system was an alpha beta mathematical system before the alphabet became a thing.
Right.
You know.
So how many things are misinterpreted with that? How many things have been lost, or you know, just I just wanted to kind of just throw that pebble and let the ripple effects, and people, you know, you ride that wave if you want, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why there's 26 letters in the alphabet. God equals 26. We have 206 bones in the body. It all is connected. It's all Gematria. It's the God code.
Mm. Mm. come on now with it. Come on now with it. Ooh. We just getting up. There is good and bad from this. You know, we've been bombarded we have been bombarded with predictive program in the form of Terminator, which was the Terminator and the Matrix, which was really written by one person. Shout out to the Mother Queen, Sophia Stewart. iRobot. We've been bombarded with all interpretations of AI. Do you think
there's a side to this?
You think that there is a light to this darkness with the AI?
I'm an old school person. Mm-hmm. I have an old soul. So I try to picture myself in a futuristic world, and I just kind of can't see myself in that world, like the Jetsons type thing. But I think anything that's too convenient, it can be dangerous. And that's what AI to me is, just convenience, you know, making things easier, you know, Occam's razor, finding the simplest way to do everything.
Right.
As far as just change, period, there's always light in change. You can learn something new every day, and I feel like that's what AI would bring.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm leaning more.
But in a sense, it's, you know, we want to figure us out first before we add in robots.
Right. And to switch back.
Yes.
We're very aware that we're in the age of Aquarius. Technology comes along with this, but I wanted to say that the human body is the greatest technology on this planet.
Yes.
Especially, you know, those that have more melanin in our suits on us. You know, our connection much more palpable to the creator, to the essence.
And that's why AARP was created, because the suppression of human consciousness, aka alcohol, aka tobacco, was fed to our people for so long, blocking our intuition and our magic.
Ooh. 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 All in moderation, pal. All in moderation.
Yeah.
Get. A large part, yes, it's along with the times, but I feel like a lot of this AI is an indication of what's going on in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do you feel about the transhumanism?
That kind of goes, that's really hitting. I'm getting to with, Mother Dr. Frances Cross Wilson told us this back in the 70s. She debated college professors and mopped the floor with them in the 80s. And through their own numbers and statistics, they will tell you through National Geographic, by the year, everybody in the Americas will be melanated. There will be of a darker complexion, because them on the other side, and I know we're all humans, but them, they are at below.
Mm-hmm.
They're at zero. They're negative. But that's, you know, the trend that ties in with the trans, that ties in with this agenda. People, listen, I don't know. I can't say they've always been. I can't say that, because I look for it in African traditional systems and all that, and I do see it with women. But it wasn't look like that. There have been woman-on-woman relationships. But my study, and I could be wrong, and I'm never above being wrong, I do not find homosexuality between men until the later version of the Greeks.
And the secret about that, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just studying that this rising. the book of Enoch. It truly says, man, you know, in the Bible, it says man shall not lay with man, but they changed it so they could still do their, what they wanted to do. It says man should not lay with boy. So it doesn't actually ever say anything about man and man, woman and women. That's not the sin. The sin is laying with child.
So
of course, Shakespeare, aka Francis Bacon, aka King James, changed it to fit their way of life.
Ooh, this topic is getting super spicy, and we're going to head to a commercial break, and we're going to jump right back on this.
Peace.
And we are back. So we left off with a very hot topic, something I'm glad you brought up because I did want to get into that. You know, I've heard this. I've never looked into it, but I want to say, regardless, King James, Francis Bacon, Shakespeare, take away all the touching the boy stuff, all that. Mm-hmm. That had to be a really clever person.
Oh, I mean, he started
so
what
many
we now
we
call
today.
Movies.
Say that again?
He started or created what we now call movies, motion pictures.
Right, right.
He took poetry and turned it into a vision.
Right.
And that's the scary thing is that whose side was he on?
Right.
Doing that.
Because, you know, as somebody that studied Shakespeare's works, a lot of Shakespeare's works was actually opposed to the government, but he was just so clever with the way that he put it in. Sometimes, you know, because they would put on performances for the town, for the government, for the statements. A lot of the times the government was being made fun of and may not necessarily know they're being made fun of.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Right.
The mockery that they do with us now, every day.
Right, because right, that part, and especially with Othello, with the story of Othello, just a brief description of it's a love tragedy story, but what the undertoning of what Othello is talking about, the story that it's telling, is the Roman Catholic Church pushing the Moors out of power. That's why there was only one Moor amongst all them. He was a general amongst all them. He was the top guy of them, but there was only one Moor from Venice. And it's a love tragedy story about them, you know, the Moors being pushed out of power. So, you know, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would highly recommend everybody look at this. You know, you have to read the entire story of Othello, but look at the plot line of Othello, and you will see that's definitely a metaphor for how the Moors got pushed out of power, how they lost their power, and what happened, which led to the, you know, most of the situations that we're in till this day.
And they probably were still forced to share their knowledge, though.
Yeah.
And it was probably stolen and taken, and that's why people think that there's still, out of the 13 families, there's still one black family.
So let's get back to that. So you were speaking about the Book of Enoch and how things were changing. I kind of spoke on that earlier. You know, think a lot of things were just slight words that were changed, but those slight words that were changed could give a whole new meaning
to society.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I found out that when they're talking about Moses, who from my research, Moses really Akhenaten, they said that he crossed the sea of the Red Sea, but the actual transaction is they said he crossed the Red Sea, he parted the Red Sea, but from my studies, it's the Sea of Reeds, which is a short riverbank. in it. Mm-hmm. And it was Akhenaten who brought in the monotheism on to Kemet, which he was just really being controlled by who ironically they will call Amen, who the Christians at the end of their prayers they pray to Amen.
The Egyptian sun god.
Right, or you know, or Marduk. You know, this goes all back to the Sumerians. And family, this is not what Richie Moon is saying. This is not my opinion. Shout out to Billy Carson who laid the path to this. You can go to the UCLA website where they have the Sumerian tablets.
There's a Sumerian cipher in Gematria.
Right. This is that. This is not.
For example, which multiplies each letter by 6.
Which was interesting because they said the Sumerians had 6 fingers instead of opposed to 5.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, the ones masquerading as gods, the ones that are in your old Testament and your New Testament, the ones that were masquerading as gods, mm-hmm. they had 6 fingers and 6 toes and stuff like that. And you know, they even said themselves. Once again, you can look this up for yourself. This is not Richie Moon making this up. They said the Creator is going to be very angry when they find out what we have done. Mm-hmm. So they were fully aware of what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
masquerading as gods.
And it's interesting that you say that, because also in the Book of Enoch, the difference in the Bible, you know, it says the Son of God in the Bible. In the Book of Enoch, it says the sons of God.
Multiple.
So those are the angels, right?
Right.
The fallen ones.
And so because you know, most people think the fallen ones were the bad ones, but really the fallen ones were the good ones. The fallen ones were the ones that were attempting to help us, mm-hmm. because they were telling us the truth.
Yeah.
And it was his brother.
And you have to, I said that, what was the first poem in my book? In order to tell people how to rise, you have to fall first. You need to know the blueprint, and the only way to get the blueprint is to do it.
Right.
So, of course, you would fall first. You would be in the underbelly. You'd be underground first. But you come back up to tell the story. You rise back again in consciousness, and this is what that's all about.
And that story has been told so many times throughout history, with us rising and us falling. Once again, family, call this up yourself. When Tahuti first came down to Kemet, he was attacked, and he had to remind the people, because the people had fallen so far, society had fallen so far, they thought that he was an enemy. They were trying to pray to him like a god, and he's like, no, get up, man. I'm not a god, you know, I am just you on a different level. And he had to bring them back up to society, let them know, like, yo, hold up. This is what you have forgotten. You have fallen. You have forgotten. So I say all that to compare us to modern day. We are in that phase of remembering who we are, of getting back up. So, you know, listen to your intuition. You know, get connected with yourself.
Yes.
So you can look at the person that's trying to help you as an enemy. And the people that's really trying to your detriment, you're looking at them as your saviors. Woo.
Spicy. I just funny, I just found my notes on AI. This is from 2021. I said, knowing who you are is the only way to cure the confusion. The ones who don't fall when the hourglass is flipped. Angelic DNA, they aren't bound to 3D rules, hypersensory awareness. We are speaking to everyone who's still wondering why major news media doesn't cover the millions of missing women and children. Google will only be your friend for so long because the AI is learning you. Y2K, when the simulation began, 9/11 was the event that allowed for citizens to be targeted. As of today, in 2021,
Yeah, you know what's ill? Shout out to Ross Ben for this.
Mm-hmm.
This simulation that we have, it really kicked into overdrive. Like you said, you know, Y2K and 9/11, it really kicked into overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been working on this simulation for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
All the way back from 1943 when the Philadelphia experiment was going on. Then you fast forward 40 years later to the month. Then you do 40 years later, which will bring us to the summer of 2023, right? And we already see that this timeline seems jumbled up. There are people, you know, people call it the Mandela effect. People remember.
It's way deeper than the Mandela effect.
It's right. It's deeper than that. And what's interesting is the show Stranger Things really brought this to the light of us being in two timelines simultaneously, with the upside down world being right below us, and they're being tethered things to it. So,
yeah, I can feel it.
Right, I call it the Thanos. After the Thanos snap, things before that were, you know, weird. But
that was in one of my poems too, Thanos archetype.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Things never seemed right after that.
No, things are not right. But I will say, on a lighter note, you create your own little world.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be perfect.
Yes.
If you observe and don't become the things you see and read, life can be heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and my family never even, you know, got sick in the past 3 years. And, you know, shout out to all the herbs and the vitamins and, you know, especially the Black-owned businesses selling sea moss right now.
Come on.
I think that's a tribute to it.
That part.
Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in COVID, it's not a part of your world. It never existed in my world. It was never even a thing you could get.
That part, yeah.
So we have to look at this AI and stuff too. It's, you know, everything works for my rise. If you can control your thought at every moment to switch that thought to everything works for my rise, then you'll be okay no matter what comes our way.
That part. And one thing, I think AI can definitely be to our benefit, but I do think as technology rises, as it's kind of only naturally going to do, that we also have to have balance, and balance being in the way of, what are you eating? Because you are what you eat. You know, are you grounding? And I understand that everybody, like, for instance, just like you and I live in sunny Miami. You may live in Chicago. So
there's a black cloud.
It may not always be great for grounding because it might, you know, it's cold out. You know, that Chicago wind is serious. But, you know, by your practices, you know what I'm saying? So you need to balance yourself out more as this technology becomes more prevalent in our lives. I don't think it's anything to be scared of.
Yeah.
Personally.
No, you should. There's nothing to be scared of. And that's the point that I think we're all trying to make when sharing this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there's nothing to be scared of when you know who you are.
Right. Right.
You just observe. That's all. Observe and learn. And that's what we're here to do. And we also need to get to this level of consciousness of pronoia. You know, there's not just paranoia. You can literally believe that everything is working in your favor, that everything is beautiful, that there's gold in everything.
Mm.
We need more of that. It's a level of consciousness that is slept on. I think it's a fact why the enemy tries so hard to take you out is, you know, every reason we're here has to do with integrating lessons into our higher selves.
Yes.
If the ultimate goal is master of self, then wouldn't pronoia be the state in a higher dimension we're looking to obtain?
And I think us as a people have come to a place where we've deserved that, and we have earned that. You know, I remember Ye saying that slavery was a choice. Though I do not agree with that wording, I do, looking at the wider scale of the events that folded, I see people may not agree with this, and it's okay. You don't have to agree with me, but what I also challenge you to do is look at the wider scale of things. Slavery had to happen. We have to understand we've been on this planet for a lot longer than they've ever told us that we are here. And yeah. We live in peace and harmony and love and innovation for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That it would be hard for us to still appreciate all those things that we are coming back to.
Yes, indeed.
Without us falling first.
Mm-hmm.
How can you appreciate the light if you've never been in the darkness?
Yeah.
I can't appreciate sunny Miami if I've never lived in New York winters.
You have to see what it's like to not have. When you get it, you know, you stay on the gratitude frequency. Gratitude is a frequency. Appreciation is a frequency.
Facts.
It's real close to bliss. So, you know, everything is for your rise. Like, all the bad things, quote-unquote bad things that you think may have happened to you, it's for your rise.
Ooh, that part.
And that's why, like, I stress to people, you know, that nobody's personal magic is the same. Just like no one's personality is the same.
Mm.
You have your own powerful, creative, personal, real-time magic. Like, and there's certain things that take place that you will never understand. And that's not magic like the occult. That's just the science of you being from the creator, being the creator. You know, your creator is magical, so are you.
Right. Right. I think that definitely ties into people's... I did a solo podcast earlier because I got... So I was just in the energy of speaking. And I touched on this a little bit, but it's people's timing. You know, there's this term being thrown around, which I can't...
Hello?
But it's just the
media trying to
think on
people be quote unquote woke. So I think that's a thing. To sleep. On the other side of that, but they're just looking
at the
layers. Everybody's on long talk.
You know, when you're going through your Saturn and living Minnesota, so, that was your time. That's when your alarm clock came on. It was like, all right, wait, it's time for me to go out there and give the world my life. The world my life, rather. And, you know, my red pill awakening happened back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
2016 was happening during the Thanos snap. I say all that to say, some people's awakening, their red pill experience is not going to happen maybe until later this year.
Yeah.
So it's not our job to wake people up.
No. It's your job to fortify your magic, fortify your mind.
Mm. Mm.
That's it.
Right.
This world is mental. You have to learn on the fly, real-time magic. That's what I call it. You know, when you don't have the crystals, when you don't have the modalities, when you don't have the talismans, you are the protection.
Right.
You're doing on the fly, real-time magic. And our good brother, Al-Kabalon, he teaches us how to do that.
Right.
That on the fly, real-time magic, you know.
Right.
Spiritual protection, fortification.
Right. By, you know, seeing things and realizing that this is not just a coincidence. You know, you seeing that spider at 4:44 every day maybe is not a coincidence, and you need to build a symbiosis with that spider and, you know, look up those numbers and that.
Your
time.
Dharma. And when I see a spider, I think of Dharma.
Mm.
Like, you clearly need to study Dharma.
Mm. So there may be some people out there that may not know what Dharma is. Can you give them an explanation for that?
So it's like the concept of and it's D-H-A-R-M-A. Mm. And it's basically just the nature of reality. Cosmic law, underlying right behavior and social order.
Mm.
So it's the aspect of truth or reality.
Ooh.
all dharmas are forms of emptiness. So it's like an individual's duty fulfilled by observance of custom or law. So it's showing you like the web being built for you, like your web, if that makes sense. Which goes back to what you just said. It's already written. It's already woven.
Right. You just got to follow the multiple paths of that, you know, that that path provides. Oh, what a great explanation. Yeah, I really like that explanation. You know, speaking of things being woven and all that, and woven, you know, that kind of deals with cycles. And I think we are seeing another cycle. Actually, we're actually a bit late on things. 11,800 years ago to 1,200 years ago, what geologists call the Younger Dryas area, there was a great flood that happened on this planet. We hear about it in Noah, from the China, from any ancient civilization. All of them have a flood story. I don't like to call them myths, because myths give the implication that didn't happen, and it clearly happened.
And it's interesting that in Lil, Earth, and Flood all equal, have the same numerical value.
Ooh. Oh, and Lil. Yeah, that, man, that's a whole nother podcast one other time.
might have to get Billy on that one.
Right. Yeah, I've been, you know, following the breadcrumbs that he's been dropping. Family, it's this knowledge is out there. It's not some this is not back in the day. It's not hidden. It's you got your smartphone, you're Googling the latest fight with love and hip hop. You can take that same smartphone and find out like what we're referencing when we keep referring the Sumerians, the Gematria, the Book of Enoch. All these stories are interwoven. They're telling the same, from my perspective, in my opinion, the Sumerian tablets, because they have so much detail in them. That is the main part of the story that all these other religions are just taking pieces of. You know what I'm saying? They're telling the same stories over and over and over.
And it's all just like sun worship.
Right. It's all sun worship, or some deity came from over the seas or out of the sky. They told
this. My only problem with astrologists is that they don't teach you to become the Christos, you know, the black dot in the middle. They teach you about to become a 12th disciple. But they don't teach you how to become the Christ. You know, and if we're off our natural cycles anyway, how accurate is this astrology?
Right, because in some traditions...
We're missing a whole month.
Right. I was going to say, in some traditions, it's 13. It's 13 months, the 13th cycle, and they correlate that to the shell of the turtle.
Ooh, I wrote that in my notes for my water notes. That's so funny you said that.
Ooh, see how we creep it up onto the water.
I said turtles carry the real calendar, water.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful segue. I think that's a good way to kind of bring this plane home.
Yes.
You know, I was about cycles and how things come in cycles. I was talking about the floods. And, you know, 12,000 years ago, our world got hit with flood. You can find them throughout any ancient civilization. You can read there was a flood myth. I don't know.
Yeah.
A flood story. And we are about on schedule for the waters to start rising again. Once again, this is not speaking negativity. This is not, doom.
This is all prophecy.
This is all prophecy.
You have to find the beauty in the chaos and the destruction, because it's prophecy.
Facts.
You know, you just got to open your mind a little bit. Not everything is so bad and scary.
Right. Because our ancestors gave us all this knowledge. They left all this stuff. I think they left all this stuff so we can avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, we're telling you to get the boat. Build the boat.
Right.
Build the boat.
Right.
We're telling you now, so you can get the boat.
And I do think that is the good side of technology, AI, is that we do have, we in a lot of ways, I feel like we are like the capstone of the pyramid,
mm-hmm.
because we have the knowledge to look back,
yes,
and see, all right, this happened, these events led to this, mm-hmm. okay, that they fell, and then we've seen other civilizations, we've seen the more, you know what I'm saying, from the Chemites to the more, we've seen all these civilizations rise, and we've seen all of them fall. We have the knowledge of them, we have self-awareness,
and we're living in a time that is playing out again.
Yep.
The fall of this Roman Empire, aka the United States.
Right.
Britain, Great Britain.
Right. And it's just like, now we have the knowledge, we have the foresight to pivot. And whether it be a physical flood or a metaphorical flood, we have the means to build the boat so that we can survive this deluge.
Wow. We're supposed to make it.
Right.
Which brings me to the new COVID variant called the Kraken. Release the Kraken. You know, that comes from the sea.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh.
What do we think when we see Kraken? The Triton, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Where do we see the blue and yellow colors? The Barbados flag. The upcoming Super Bowl. The superb owl, right? That the elites worship.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna just so happens to be performing, and she's a Barbados ambassador.
Ooh.
She's a Pisces, a water sign.
Ooh, come on, connect it. Ooh, connect it. Connect them dots. Connect them dots.
Yeah.
She's performing at the next Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Family, if you're not aware of it, she just gave a great breakdown of that. Man, the Super Bowl halftime performances are some of the biggest rituals. Done on, so many eyes are on it. I don't blame them for using that time to use it for ritual.
Interesting you say eye, because the Coliseum at Sky View is an eye.
Mm. Oh, like when you look at the Coliseum from the Sky View?
The stadiums, yeah.
Yep. I know a lot of my family is like into football, into betting. I'm pretty sure Blue Pill will be giving his breakdown of it, and he usually tells the breakdown of who's going to be in the Super Bowl and who's going to win it.
Yeah, I think we all caught that one. We did great breakdowns of that last year.
Right.
It was so fun to see everybody's just like perspective and just way of, you know, decoding and coming up with these conclusions. It's amazing to me.
Right. And this is, you know, we're in these times where we have, our gematria, I call y'all artists, because that's what y'all are. Your gematria artists, our astrology artists, our numerology artists, mm-hmm. our cardology artists, you know what I'm saying? Those of us that just kind of just get random dreams out of nowhere, mm-hmm. because my dreams have been so, ever since after the God Body Challenge,
mm-hmm.
and after seeing Avatar Way of the Water, all of my dreams have been water based.
And let's get into the movies. I mean, the Way of the Water,
right?
The Wakanda, they fought against the water people,
right?
You know, this is all like, and there's I see people talking about a fight for the sky too. The skies are water. So you have to realize that when these waters below are active, so are the ones above.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. We are seeing it in real time with California.
Earthquakes from San Francisco to LA. What does that sound like, that Golden Gate Bridge simulation?
Ooh. The Golden Gate simulation with the... At first, I was really skeptical of it, because I've grown up with so many basketball players, and I don't want to take away from anybody's, as Rick Ross said, shooting in the gym. I don't want to take away from anybody's hard work.
Right.
I don't want to take away from any. I know cats that have spent hours, they have dedicated their lives to basketball and crafting their art, and I don't want to take anything from the men and women that have, really spent those 10,000 hours in the gym perfecting their jump shot, training, mm-hmm. doing all these things to be the best athlete they can.
To become the best Mason they can be.
But you have to, you know, you can't unsee.
Yeah.
And
you can't fight your intuition forever.
Right. You can't die when you're watching a game and you see these clips of football players just having these robotic movements all at the same time. And, you know, and I understand you're around a person and you start to mimic a person, but it looks like it's orchestrated.
Yeah. Well, we proved it's rigged. I mean, we've even won settlements because we proved it was fake.
Right.
So it's rigged. The question is, how deep?
Right. You can't deny when a player is playing basketball and they drop to the floor and, you know, fluid comes out of them and it's yellow.
That's not mucus.
Right, that's not mucus. Mucus is not coming out like that.
Somebody said it was Gatorade. I said, oh my God.
So Gatorade's coming out of your body like that?
I said Gatorade's. How much Gatorade do you drink?
Right. So then, all right, let's take the word for it. All right, it's Gatorade. So how much Gatorade are you drinking? What's going on in your body for Gatorade to come out of your body?
To come out of your body. People will try to, they just don't want us to be right. And that's where I've come to that conclusion that a lot of people just don't want us to be right.
Right. They got on, the movies always tell us, you know, some of us, you know, rest in power to Roddy Piper. Mm-hmm. You know, who starred in one of the best movies. It's one of the greatest movies of all time, in my opinion. They Live.
Mm-hmm.
And they show you.
Some
of us have the glasses on and we can see.
Yeah.
And some of us don't. You obey. You listen. Ooh,
and then when you put your glasses on somebody that didn't have them or earn them, oh, they almost blow up. Just like their mind can't handle that.
Right.
They shut down, you lose them as a friend or family member. They, you know, kind of get angry towards you for breaking their illusion.
In this story, that has been going on since ancient times. The Enlil and Elif, that this story of deception versus reality versus, you know, looking at people who are trying to help you, looking at them as the enemy. Nowadays, we call it, you know, the Agent Smith look, or the fluoride look, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You could be having a great conversation with somebody, and then the second you talk, yo, I don't know about that 9/11 stuff, yo. I just seen, you know, I don't know about this COVID-19 stuff. I don't know about that. You know, they, like, something triggers in their brain.
Oh, and they gotta defend themselves, and right.
They gotta defend the system.
Yeah. It's like, you don't even know what you're fighting for. Right. You're fighting, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, and it's I was talking about this on my solo podcast earlier. Yes, you have to put people in their proper perspective. Mm-hmm. And I didn't use this terminology because I wanted to save it for this one, but you know, you have to realize, much like we play video games, and there's main characters, and there's a main storyline in those characters, but around those characters to fill out the world, there are a lot of non-playable characters.
Yeah, NPCs.
Right. We are living
people in filling up space. That's why you never see your neighbors bringing in groceries. You never see them eating. You just like, it's very weird. It's like they're almost hypnotized.
Yep. They're just here.
They're
non-playable characters. And
so I would say, sometimes your purpose is people's purpose.
Say that one more time.
Your purpose is other people's purpose.
Ugh.
And there's people that are here just to make sure that you don't find your purpose or rise. That's why a lot of people that finally get the chosen, the tap, they feel followed. They feel like they're, you know, being targeted and stuff. It's because, one, you probably are, and second, it's because the world just opens up to you now.
Right. The universe starts to work more in your favor.
Now you get to see the magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get your stripes.
Right. Then you start to tap into different schools of learning. Then you really get to see the nuts and the nuts and the bolts of it. You know what I'm saying? Our good brother Akebuan is showing you that. You know, our gematria artists are showing you that. Our astrology artists are showing that. Our cardiology artists are showing you that. Our numerology artists are showing you, yo, they're showing you the nuts and bolts behind it.
You don't have to suffer anymore. You can get ahead.
Facts.
You just have to open your mind, you know? This is... Earth is alive.
Yes.
Just like you. And what's happening to her is happening to us inside as well. So, you know, just don't fight that. That's why... What does water do? It flows, right?
Yep.
That's what we're supposed to do. Just go with the flow. Transform. You know, it's going to be scary, but everything, you know, that you want is on the other side of fear.
Come on, girl. False information appearing real. Come on.
Yep. Face everything and rise.
Right. Come on now.
I know we need that. Bam, bam, bam.
Right. Well, I don't got my sound. I'm up in my family's house, so I don't got my soundboard with me.
Oh yeah, the soundboard. Yeah. Bam, bam.
You know.
Yes. It's okay. I can do it. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, family. You know, don't. You know, I know, you know, just those last few words that we just laid down, you know, that's the key. That's really the key, and stay tapped in, you know what I'm saying? Like ride your own wave, and you're not alone.
Speaking of wave too, in water, the Economist magazine, their latest issue was called Exit Wave. How China's reopening will disrupt the world economy.
Wow.
So it's just pay attention to the water right now. Watch the water and follow those, you know, that pattern.
Yes. And realize how world events do have a lot of undertoning to the things that are going on.
This is a cosmic world.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's a cosmic world for sure.
Yes, it's definitely a cosmic world. And the, you know, the messiahs, because there are multiple messiahs, yeah, they're not going to be the way that you expect them to look.
Yeah. And you might have to help them realize that they're the messiahs.
Facts. You know, shit, one of the messiahs is missing right now. Well, I hope he's just went purposely off the grid, but a lot of people don't look at it like that. But, you know, yay isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. You may not. You don't have to agree with him. Most people didn't agree with Joshua during his time either.
Yeah.
They don't agree with most of the messiahs during their time. They don't agree with them. It's okay.
That's why they shadow ban us.
Right. That part. You know what I'm saying? One of the reasons why I just brought it straight to podcasting, because every time I would get on live, I would just get shut down. I'd just get cut off.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, easy. You're reaching people.
Right, so just
can't have that.
Right, so, you know, strictly, but I feel like this is more of an effective way. I mean, a lot of people do want to see the aesthetics, but it's just like, it's not about, I don't care about the aesthetics anymore. This is about the message.
Yeah, the message is the aesthetic.
Right, come on now. Oh, come on with it. Like, come on with it.
It could be so simple.
Is there... Oh man, there is still so much to touch. Is there something in particular that you would like to leave the people with? If there's nothing else that they got out of this conversation, out of this build, is there anything, one or two things that you would want the family to really take home with and really remember and do their due diligence with?
Yeah, just to, it's not so much about, you know, just being conscious. It's about conscious living, you know, and being mindful of what you're doing, how you're being while you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, are you following the universal laws? And just spiritual protection. You know, you are the crystal. You don't need to rely on anything external. You are the power. You can save you. You know, you can save the whole world if you just tap into that. So, you know, just distill your intent that you want for the world, command it, and so shall it be.
Ooh, come on with it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, family, you know, the universe wants to work in your favor. Get off your knees. Use your feet for action. You know, command what you want. The universe works with power. So yeah. You, oh, please, I want this. If you keep wanting something from the universe, that's exactly what the universe is going to give you. It's going to put you in a place of want.
Where you need a lot of, where you're going to need to want things. You know, you're never going to just have financial freedom or be able to do what you want to do.
Right. You're just going to be in a place of want. Command specifically what you want. You know what I'm saying? Speak about it as if it is already yours. Because it's already...
That goes back to, you know, what Kavala was talking about, the zero point. You know, that's basically like bring light to your reality. Spiritualize everything.
Yep. Build that symbiotic relationship with it. Feed your ancestors. They on that other side trying to tap in with you. You know, I find it... And I know a lot of people don't know. But, you know, it's our job to bring lightness to this. It is absolutely ridiculous. And you should feel silly for this. And I don't like to shame people, but you should feel silly that you are leaving in cookies out.
For a misunderstood
metaphor that had nothing to do with a person, but has everything to do with the light moving up and down your spine. That you are leaving milk and cookies out for this mythological misunderstood metaphor. But you don't leave anything for your ancestors.
You drink the whiskey instead of leaving a whole bottle for them. Not to mention, you criticize witchcraft, but you go and drink blood and eat the body of some person.
Right.
We just have to get out of this kind of stuff.
Right. We have to. We got to really look at for, you know, we have to look at these basic instructions before we leave Earth and put it in this proper context, because it can be helpful to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pope Pablo, you got, you know, today's date is 110. Go look up, you know, Revelations 110. Book of Deuteronomy.
It was my grandpa's birthday too.
Oh, now come on with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go look
10 up. 10 years now. Ooh. And gone. Yeah, on the 10th.
Mm. Rest in power.
Mm-hmm.
Rise in power. You know, yes. You use these spiritual books, not to bang on them, but use them to help you, because they can help you.
Yeah, and when I get books, I don't really even read word for word. Like, spirit takes me to the part of the book that I need, and I just go to the part that I need, and that's what I read, and it all comes together. So I take these beautiful parts from all these different books and come up with my own conclusion, you know, my own perspective.
That part.
Yes.
That part. So, Blake, I want to thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yes, anytime. We'll have to do one again in the true new year in March.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's a good place to land this plane home. You know, family, don't let, and I can't speak about this because I used to be like this. Oh, don't celebrate Thanksgiving. That's just a white man. He came and colonized. Oh, don't celebrate Christmas because of the New Year's now. All right, this is true. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do to replace that?
Mm-hmm.
How are we
you have to power back? Trade. You know, maybe celebrate the four equinoxes.
That part.
You know, instead of, you know, there's always something to celebrate. You should. You're full of life and breath. You know, you should always celebrate.
That part.
But just make sure you're doing on the right path. That's all.
Right. Like, you know, we celebrate Sabi Day on Thanksgiving now. You know, the New Year's, it is what it is. All right, so March, you know, spring equinox, that's when the New Year starts. All right, so now we actually have to start doing something on the spring equinox to show reverence to the spring, showing life, showing acknowledgement to the new year.
Yeah. You give offerings. I mean, the world is about to bloom for you. You're about to become fertile. You have to give back.
That part. Even on Christmas, you know, people banging on, all right, well, show reverence to the sun.
If the sun is rising again, what are you doing? Are you sitting down, you know what I mean, like on your ass, you should rise with the sun.
That part, you know,
get going. Move 27 items in your house and see how the energy changes.
I like that. You know, just, you know, we have to start, you know, that's the steps in us taking our power back. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to celebrate Christmas? Okay, that's fine. But, you know, do something. Commemorate the sun. Celebrate the sun and its resurrection. All right, New Year's, is spring equinox? All right, so what seed? Are you planting literal seeds then? Are you giving thanks? Are you showing some kind of recognition for that? Even on New Year's, even on quote unquote New Year's Day, Sirius B and Sirius A, they're visible in our night sky. So you can be giving reverence to Sirius A and Sirius B.
Yep, to me, that's me. It's time to save for a spring investment.
Right.
Time to get, you know, back in hermit mode, save. So come springtime, you can, you know, have some fun and joy in life.
That part.
You don't have to continue being in hermit mode, you know, 3 years in a row. You can come in and out just like the sun does.
Right. So we just got to replace these, you know, these enemy, because, you know, the on the other side, they're using that day to siphon off our energy.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy harvesting.
Right.
And, consume, and, consume, consume, buy, buy, buy. That's okay. All energy harvesting.
That part. So we got to take our power back. You know, like Lovecraft.
Spend no money on those days. Eat no food on those days.
Right. That's why we do the God Body challenges on those on the equinoxes on certain days. You know what I'm saying? So that's just one part of giving back to the universe and showing that we, you know, we're acknowledging and we're ready for higher levels of information and higher levels of discipline and a better way of life. So, you know, there's ways for us to take our power back, family. We are taking our power back. That's, you know, we're moving into this quantum quickening. And I'll tell you straight up, this is not no doom and gloom. This is 2023 is going to be even more shocking than the Thanos snap.
All we're doing is giving you quantum leverage.
Yep. Yep.
The blueprint for how to jump timelines. You know, you can be on the highest timeline and not even be affected by the world going around you. Somebody right next to you can be judged and it won't touch you.
Things is moving in a very interesting direction, especially when this new, it's going to be like a new Haitian pope. It's going to be a melanated pope that takes power. And then
they do that to make us feel safe and
right
to reel us in before they chop our heads off.
Right.
Oh, that's why it's black representative, house representative, and, you know, black judge, and now it's going to be a black pope. It's all to make you feel safe and like you're winning.
Right.
You gotta see that illusion too.
Right. And what that even, you know, what that represents and everything that's come to light with that, because religion has taken a gut shot. It's taken a Mike Tyson punch to the jaw over the last couple of months. You know, it really has. You know, they saying by the year 2030 there really won't be too many Christians left.
Yeah.
You know, people are leaving churches and the mass, you know, the Pope, you know, is supposed to be the medium for God on this planet, which is
ridiculous. But they're playing the Godfather instead.
Right. You know, with these kids, they're trying to get themselves right. They're trying to cleanse their house. Like, you know that judgment's coming. Mm. They know that judgment's coming. You know what I'm saying?
They know that it's not some place you go after death. No, you're going to get that judgment right here while you're alive.
Yep.
You're going to face hell right here, not after you die. Like, this is going to be your hell. So that's why I say, you know, what was first is now last, and what was last is now first, because all those people who were living so comfortably who chose to do that instead of being a good person first and finding purity, they're going to have to face the rapture.
Right.
So that's why I said 66 is the code that came to me for this year, which is also, you know, the rapture and resurrection.
Mm.
And then I think Akevalon said 33, which is the age of what? Jesus in the sun, 3 nights, 3 days, that it goes away.
That far.
So it's all the rising of Christ, you know. We're coming back to that archetype.
Come on with it. Come on with it. You know, yo, is it the tools is here, you know. And the tools is getting bigger for us to use, for us to quantum leap, for us to really take our power back. So don't have a scarcity lack mind state. Don't have a poverty perspective. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You chose this time to be alive, and this is the most spectacular time to be alive in the course of
humanity. What a time.
Right, what a time to be alive. We are living through the precession of the equinox. We are seeing one school of thought leave while another one is being ushered in.
Yes.
And, you know what I'm saying? You could be at the forefront of that. You know what I'm saying? So tap in with the gods and the goddesses. You know what I'm talking about? Blake, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate your light. Did you associate 66 with the year 2023?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Before we get out of here, apologies if you did say this already, but can we get the gematria of water?
Yeah. I think I actually have it somewhere.
I think that's
weird. It's interesting because Mommy Watcha and Big Mama are the same. And it's also in my Sumerian cipher, in my gematria. Okay. I'm just doing this in real time.
I feel like this was very important, a good way to land this plane down on some water. I think that's how
22 and 32, which 32 is Christ.
Yeah.
Watcha is 27 and 9.
All powerful numbers.
Yeah,
I definitely I think I'm gonna name this this podcast Water. Name this episode Water, because it's in the water.
Yes, and I'm a water sign too. So.
Hey, come on now.
Which goes back to Phoenix Rising, Scorpio. We're in the time of Phoenix Rising.
Right. Are you rising as a Scorpio?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh wow, yeah, so am I.
Definitely rising into my Phoenix.
Right. That's the way I feel too.
Yeah, no, it's. It's real. It's intense, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just so magical. Like I can't explain it. There's definitely a force that accounts for a lot of us.
Yes.
And you can't ever think that you're not being accounted for, because as many, many times you have been saved.
Right.
And led back on the path. So.
We're playing out our mythos. Find out your place in the stars and play out your mythos. Go down the path that you see fit, and
connect your dots. Find out more about yourself. Don't be afraid to get deep with yourself.
Right. I love that. Yes. Don't be afraid to get deep with yourself. Don't be afraid to dive into those waters.
Yeah.
With that being said, can you leave your contact, people that may want to tap in with your works, get a reading? You know what I'm saying? Tap into your wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, so I have actually everything on one website now. My Instagram is ChristLives1114, so ChristLives1114. And on there, you can go to highfreespirit.com and see my NFTs, my books. You can find my classes for gematria, numerology, decode your false reality. I help you do that and find out what numbers are good for your life. And find out a little bit more about me.
Hey, tap in. Have the pleasure of her poetry book, so I do know a little bit more about her family. Tap in. It's beautiful works of art. Anybody that I bring on to the Richie Moon Show is high caliber, elite level. You know what I'm saying? So tap in with them. Dive into those waters, and you won't drown. Thank you once again for being on the show. I appreciate your wealth. I appreciate you. character, intuition. You know what I'm saying? And we hear. We hear. We tapped in.
Yes, here anytime.
Yes. My name is the Prince Richie Moon. This has been another episode of the Richie Moon Show. And that was a Moon's Eye View. Peace, love, and light, family.
Peace.